It's about the whole cosmos, right? It's not just in our heads or what happens to us. I mean, we want to make it about crime on the streets and all that, but it's not about things. It's about everything, right? So what do you do about that? What do you do about everything?
Well, you start with the broken window theory. Even one broken window creates the condition for antisocial behavior. I remember a time when Chicago was different, when people helped each other. I remember being a little kid and playing out on the street, going trick-or-treating. I don't think anyone would allow their child to do that.
No, cut the last sentence. Go back to the other thing she said. I remember growing up as a blah, 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 blah.
Oh, with the jump cut?
No, the Morning in America stuff. What are you doing, cows? When were there ever cows in Chicago?
You said Morning in America.
Yeah, kids playing ball, water hoses, Uncle Sam, blah, blah stuff. And keep Alicia's voice running.
I mean, I remember being a kid and playing on the street, going trick-or-treating.
Then go to the hug.
Yeah, sure. Let's try it with
the guitar under it.
I mean, I remember being a kid and playing on the street, going trick-or-treating.
Ah, everybody likes Alicia. See? Have the cosmos idiot nod his head. There was something where he was nodding his head.
He has a nervous tic. He's always nodding his
what
head.
What do I care? What are you, his physician?
I mean, I remember being a kid and playing on the street, going trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Even the cosmos idiot agrees. Then cut to Peter and keep the guitar going.
Playing on the street, going trick-or-treating.
The key is caring, and Alicia cares. I think the job of a state's attorney is so overwhelming that it needs a person whose heart is in the right place.
And do you have a take on Frank Prady, Mr. Governor?
Just tell me what you want me to say, and then I'll say.
Alicia, as an experienced candidate.
Peter, don't go too hard on Prady. There are legal ramifications.
Whenever you're ready, Mr. Governor.
I like Frank Prady, but if there was ever a time for a state's attorney who has experience and compassion, it's
good.
Now.
Use that as a transition to the shooting, the news footage.
Mm-hmm. Make it black and white, grainy.
Go music, go to the Irish music.
Yeah, great, yeah, that's it. A festive courthouse shooting. What are you, an idiot? The Irish wake music, the Keating music.
Good, now go to the Finn interview.
I don't really like going into it.
This is for Alicia, so anything you could tell us.
I was in court across from Will.
Could you use his full name?
Yeah. I was in court across from Will Gardner. We were at sidebar with the judge when there was a gunshot. Will was dying.
And that's where you go and you say, sadness, blah, 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 and then we cut back to the diner op.
The murder rates are just insane.
I tried to stop the bleeding, but I couldn't. So I just sat there with him, waiting for the paramedics to arrive. I watched the life of this man, this good man, fade away because he was trying to help someone.
Are you really thinking of using this?
Well, we're not just thinking of using it, we're using it.
Ugh, it's so crass, it's awful.
I'm sorry, who are you again? Who is she?
I'm the body woman.
Then what are you doing talking?
Alicia, this video is meant to introduce you. The public doesn't know you. We need to tell them your story. The shooting is a part of your story.
Yeah, but it's so corny with the boo-hoo-hoo music.
How many campaigns have you run? No, seriously, how many?
Okay. Tell the scandal stuff. Tell them how I raised my kids.
No, this says why you're running now. You were personally touched by murder.
You think Prady's going to have any trouble talking about the death of his dad with the photos of the car accident and him crying? He's up by 3 points. We have no media budget.
How about the music from Titanic? You could even cut the shots from Titanic.
Johnny, I'm losing it. I'm losing it here.
We want this to go viral online, so that can't happen unless it's dramatic.
Okay, so use the comparative ad. Where's the comparative ad?
We're still waiting on the full output research on Prady. And I need you to call Peter to set up a joint interview for the two of you for tomorrow.
We need a joint interview?
If you want people to stop asking questions about your marriage, yeah.
Yeah, Diane. Sorry, I can't make it.
She can't make it.
Why not?
Alicia, I'll have to call you back. He's here.
Good morning. My name is Stu Harper. I'm the special agent in charge of the Chicago FBI field office. I was hoping we could just have a moment to talk before anyone shouts attorney-client privilege or grand jury subpoena at each other.
Well, that's good news, Agent Harper, because I don't shout.
Good. We're making progress already. We need your help, Carrie. We are investigating Lamont Bishop and his drug empire, and we need your help building a case.
Unfortunately, Mr. Agos was one of Mr. Bishop's attorneys, so he can't...
I understand. And I know you're being prosecuted by the state's attorney's office, Carrie. We sympathize. I want you to know that our investigation has nothing to do with theirs.
Oh, great.
In fact, we want to help you. Agent Delaney, please meet Carrie Agos and Diane Lockhart.
Yes, we've had dealings before. Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you again.
I think you'll agree these are highly unusual circumstances, an FBI agent playing you one of our wiretaps. But we have a good reason. Leonard?
I can't move. I can't do business. They're crawling up my ass. It's not a dead end. Then why am I drowning here?
You know why? The lawyer, Carrie Agos. If we're not saying it, Flip Lamont. If the cops smell blood here, we're seeing it's weak.
Then what do we do? It's a white lawyer. People take notice. You can't just disappear.
One to the back of the head.
Okay, I want it done. Next week. Make this end.
You sure?
Phone me when you got a plan. Where and how? Because I...
That's it. That's an official FBI wiretap of Lamont Bishop discussing how to murder you, Carrie.
When was it recorded?
5 days ago. Thursday the 13th at Bishop's house. The time frame they're discussing for your murder is this week.
We'd like a copy of the tape.
No. It's in both our interests to put Mr. Bishop away. So, help us prosecute him.
Go arrest him. If Mr. Bishop is threatening me, go arrest him. Why do you need me?
Mr. Bishop and his lieutenants were very careful in what they said. It's not enough for an arrest, but... it is enough for you to be very, very worried.
Okay. Thank you.
Carrie, he's talking about murdering you this week.
A little hint for next time you do this. Don't have the woman who's sleeping with my girlfriend break it to me.
I'm sorry, what?
Next time you try to get me to flip, don't use her. It's a fake. Bishop was out of town in Florida on the 13th.
You know, even if you're right, we need to act like you're wrong. Bishop could threaten something like that.
No, you're right. What do we do?
Kalinda, hand your ongoing cases to Robin. The FBI played us a tape this morning of Bishop threatening Carrie.
Threatening him with what?
Assassination. He's worried Carrie will turn on him. Carrie thinks that the tape was fake, cobbled together from other wiretaps, but I hate to be sure. What do you think?
Bishop may want him dead.
I would agree. Carrie says that Bishop is out of town on November 13th when the tape was recorded at his house. Could you check that out?
Yeah. We need to hire Carrie a bodyguard.
You do that.
Sure. Court says I cannot be within 30 feet of him, so I'll need your help.
Whatever you need.
Alicia!
Mr. Prady. Frank. Hello. I didn't think we had...
An appointment? No, I didn't want to get into all the mess of that. Do you have a minute?
I do. But I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
I know. My campaign manager would kill me if he knew, but let's live dangerously. Before James Castro left the race, he gave me this.
What is it?
It's dirt on you, your husband, your children, your family. I haven't opened it. He wanted me to use it against you, but I won't.
Why not?
I want to do this differently. I want to not pound you into submission, and I don't want you to pound me. I've heard politicians in the past agree they won't go negative, and they always go negative, and I think I know why.
Because it works?
No, because it's a posture. They don't mean it when they say it. Otherwise, they'd go to the other candidate, not the press. That's why I'm here. I'm not going to the press. I'm coming to you to say I will not go negative, and I'm asking you to do the same.
Now, my campaign manager, if you were here, Frank, would say, you're up 3 points in the polls. Of course you want to suspend negative campaigning.
Yeah, but you must have the same projections I do. The race will tighten. You have women voters. I have African Americans. You have Catholics. I have limousine liberals. That's a flipped coin of a race. I like betting. I wouldn't bet on it. Wouldn't you rather win without blooding each other in the process?
I don't have an opinion on that.
I doubt that.
That's your right.
This is my number. My private cell number. My campaign manager doesn't even have it. Whenever you want to talk, call me.
You shouldn't give me that.
I know. But there it is. You're not my enemy, Alicia.
I know. I'm your opponent.
Call me. No handlers involved, no political ops. Just us.
Okay, he's in. Come on up.
Calinda, you're not supposed to be here.
Okay, just 5 minutes. I've hired you a bodyguard.
Fine. This FBI tap is fake. Bishop couldn't have been home when the FBI...
November 13th, Carrie. He was home. He came back a day early from Florida. I have the flight confirmation.
Who is that?
It's your bodyguard. Hey, Carter, how you doing?
Good. You want me in?
Yeah. Carrie, this is Carter Grayson. He's
I know. Milwaukee Bucks, Marquette University, right?
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Carrie.
So he's going to stay here with you tonight and then escort you to work in the morning.
You mind if I check your bedroom?
I already did.
Is this the only exit?
Yeah.
Linda, how much does this cost?
Don't worry. The firm is absorbing it for a week. I worked on it.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to see you alive.
Peter.
It's me.
Alicia, what's wrong?
Nothing. I need you to do a joint interview with me tomorrow to stop any questions about our marriage.
Sure. I have an opening at 6.
No one knows how it started. Ego, boredom, money.
And then he was there on the horizon, rearing his head.
I do think traditional values should be part of the debate. I think the Republicans are right on this.
The law's unfair.
That'll be darker, rainier.
And then he showed his true face. D-I-N-O. Democrat in name only.
Great, the body woman is entertained.
Alicia, he used to be a Republican. He changed parties in 2007. It goes to values.
Yeah. But a dinosaur?
You have to be noisy to attract eyes on the internet. This is noisy. The courthouse shooting is noisy, but you said no to that.
And then he's home, transforming back. The dino, hiding his true self. If he hides this, what else is he hiding?
Is this suggesting what I think it was suggesting?
Not in any way that can't be denied.
You're saying he's closeted?
No. He put his dinosaur costume in a closet, that's all.
He was married.
And divorced 10 years ago. He's never gotten remarried.
Oh, my God. You really think we should show this?
I think it's fair game. It's not about Frank Prady being closeted. It's about him being inauthentic. He is a closeted Republican.
We have two guys who will swear he had affairs with them.
So
be gay, then. No one's stopping you. But don't pretend to be, you know, blah, blah, blah when you're not.
What do I know? I'm the body woman.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. We can't use this. Could we talk, just the two of us?
Sure. Fire me. You'd be doing me a favor.
I'll get you some milk.
I don't need milk. Brady came to my work yesterday. He brought me this. It is Oppo research Castro had on us.
In a shoebox?
Yes. But he's not going to use it. He asked me to agree not to go negative.
Brady said that?
Yes.
Good. He's scared.
No. I think he's trying to do the right thing.
He's 3 points ahead. He's trying to freeze things in place. Why are you talking to him anyway?
He came to me. I think he wants to run a positive campaign.
Alicia, he's trying to get in your head. Usually it happens handler to handler. Let's back channel. And then you get fed bad information. Did you look in there?
No.
Good. Don't. Because whatever they really have, they'll use it. They always do. Did you speak to the governor yet?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the dinosaur?
Oh, come on. It's stupid.
That's on purpose. It makes it sticky. People remember it.
I don't want to be remembered for a closeted dinosaur.
Why don't you leave that with me?
No, I've got it.
Alicia, leave it with me. Don't let him get in your head.
He won't.
This feels weird. It's just for the first day.
Do you just stay in my office?
That's the idea.
Gary. Hello.
Mr. Bishop, hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Hello there. Nice to meet you. Ian Gattins. Gattins and Brower. I'm Mr. Bishop's new lawyer. Are you in the meeting, too?
No. What meeting is that?
Mr. Bishop. Hello. I didn't know you'd be here for this.
I guess I should have called first. Everyone's surprised I'm here.
No, we're just... Carrie. Hi.
Hi. Ian Gattins. Gattins and Brower.
Oh, good to see you, Mr. Bishop.
And you.
So we talk in the conference room.
Glenda, Bishop is here for a meeting.
Where's he?
At work. But he's home with Carter.
You heard me, right?
Yeah.
It might not be a problem.
It is a problem.
He saw I was worried about him. You'll think I flipped.
No.
Yes. Where are you?
I'm working on the wiretap. Let me get back to you, okay?
Was that your friend?
Yeah.
Confronted me in front of my boss. Said I was sleeping with you. It put me in a precarious position.
You're talking about someone that might be murdered. That's the real precarious position. Unless the tape is fake.
He thinks it's fake.
You want Carrie to turn on Bishop and you just happen to play a tap of Bishop threatening it?
It's not fake, Glenda. And you should tell him to watch out.
Okay, then let me have it.
What?
The tape. If it's real, let me go to one of my sound guys to see if it's real.
I'll give you the report. One of our technicians.
No, you want Carrie to turn on Bishop. You let me check the tape out for myself.
You're wondering if I can be trusted?
I'm wondering about a lot of things.
Your campaign has Oppo research on me?
Some.
Let me guess.
They're going to use the rumors that I'm secretly gay to make it seem like I can't be trusted.
Yes.
It'll be effective and probably cost me 5 points. I have the same oppo research on you. My handlers want to wait until you use the courtroom shooting to humanize yourself, and then we'll leak that you were, in fact, sleeping with your boss.
Is that a threat?
No. I told you, I won't go negative, Alicia, and I won't.
Well, if you don't, your pack will.
But that's why I gave you my number. If my pack does something that angers you, call me.
What will that do?
Maybe nothing. Maybe I'll take my pack publicly to task, and they won't do it again. I'm not a martyr. I just think I can win a fair fight. So I want it to be fair.
Alicia, hey. So the governor's not here yet, but what we want out of this is comfort and affection. Any physical contact between the two of you would be good.
Hello, Alicia. How are you?
Ramona. Hi.
I'm on with the entourage. They're just pulling up now.
Great. So how do you like working with Peter?
Quite a bit. It's very challenging.
Yeah. A lot of late nights.
Yeah. I guess it's true. Oh, here. I almost forgot. It's the demo you asked about.
Uh-huh. You played the drums.
I know. A lifetime ago, we thought we'd be the next leader, Kenny. Oh, here he is.
Hello, everyone. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hey.
Everything good?
Ramona, it's good.
Good. Let's do this.
All right. Everybody ready?
Legal advice.
It's always important to stay legal.
Okay, can we get a level from both of you?
Yes, I'm glad to be here, and I want to thank the president and the first lady for
Alicia.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's a little loud, but okay. Ready. Governor, Alicia, how long have you been married?
I knew that'd be your first question. 20 years.
20 years of married bliss.
And how did you two first meet?
You want to tell him?
No, you.
It was a party in Georgetown. They were playing some kind of funny newlywed game.
Dating game.
Right. And I was a contestant. Believe it or not, she didn't pick me.
Well, in my defense, he was doing a Mickey Mouse voice.
Yeah, we all had to put on these silly voices.
I saw him afterwards. It was raining out. And he offered to take me home.
You kept my jacket, if I remember correctly.
No, you gave me your jacket. Peter got all wet in the rain. Mm-hmm. And we had to run. It was coming down so hard. We ran under a bus stop. And he put his arm around me.
That was a real smooth operator then.
I don't think I'd ever had a happier moment in my life.
So let's talk about your children.
Yeah, Zach's a freshman in college, Georgetown University. It's a little far from home, but great college. Grace, straight-A student.
I thought you had gone.
No. Well, just for a minute. Of course, your law firm afterwards really long hours. Uh-oh. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just... I wanted to see how you were doing.
I'm good. Thanks. Want to sit down? Sorry, somewhere underneath all this is a couch for sitting. So I've been bored out of my mind. 3 DUIs, 1 petty theft, and mail fraud.
Ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to talk?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm fine, Sid.
I...
You.
This is stupid. It was good seeing you.
What is stupid?
I don't know. Just even being...
Hey. Hey, working mate?
Yeah.
My cellmates. Alicia?
Tell your friend it's real.
Look, thank you. I want you to take this more seriously.
If the top is real...
No, you. I want you to take me more seriously.
Lana.
No. If this is just nothing to you, then don't come by here tonight, okay? There are other people that I wouldn't mind seeing.
Thank you.
Looks good. Not too much wind. See you back at the office.
You did great with the police chief. He's in Castro's pocket, by the way. But between you and Prady, it's going to be a jump ball. I thought the interview...
You need to stop sleeping with her. I'm not saying that because I'm jealous. I'm not saying that because our agreement is void. I'm saying that because you've been seen.
I understand. Who are we talking about? Because I have no idea.
You need to stop sleeping with her.
I'm not.
Peter, do me the honor of being honest for once.
I had dinner with her. If your photographer had stayed around another week, he would have seen me having dinner with other staff members. It's what I do.
You sleeping with her in Highland Park?
I'm not sleeping with her now.
I was pregnant with Grace. Were you sleeping with her then?
Alicia, listen to me. I will do nothing to embarrass you.
These weren't taken by me. You think I give a crap enough to follow you? They were taken by another campaign. They're going to use this against me. And you. And I won't stand beside you. Not again, Peter. Not in a million years. So, don't listen to me. Keep lying to me. I don't care. But do listen to your political instincts. You want to be reelected. You want me to be elected? Then zip up your pants, shut your mouth, and stop begging to help.
Alicia, good. We're ready to go.
Tell her.
Yes, we need to go with the courthouse shooting. It's just too good. And Josh threatened to quit if we didn't.
Use it. I'm ready.
Good. You look great. I like your hair that way.
I do, too. Let's do it now.
All right, you heard her. Let's go. Come on.
I was shocked. I wasn't used to politics, and suddenly I was forced into the middle of it. With my husband in prison, what could I do? I went back to work. I had to work harder than anybody. And then I had to go home and hold my kids. I got the call at a speech I was giving for Peter. My friend was dead. Will Gardner hired me when no one else would. And here was more gun violence. I felt destroyed.
We're not saying he flipped Lamont, but the cops smell blood here. We're seen as weak.
Then what do we do? It's a white
boy. I'm not saying it's real or faked, but there are no edits.
Is it Bishop's voice?
Give me tape on him. I'll tell you positively when you need it.
Now?
Linda, I love you. I would do anything for you, but I can't bend space and time.
Try.
I was interesting last night.
I know. I'm sorry. I was in a weird mood.
And the mood is gone?
The mood is
worrisome.
Why is that?
Because I'm... I don't know. I wish things were simpler.
Things could be simpler. You just need to want them to be.
I don't think that's true. People have expectations.
Which people?
I always hated that these offices were glass.
Okay, I'm gonna go now.
This is Alicia.
Hi, we have a problem.
I would expect nothing less.
Prady put out his 10-minute video. My dad, he was everything to me. A musician, genius. And then on my 16th birthday,
I mean, nice work, not too sappy, good photos. Someone knows what they're doing over there. And here she is again.
I don't get it. Why are you guys worried?
It's coming up.
Some potato chips.
No, I'm fine. Eat them. They're good.
I went from my birthday party right to the hospital.
I saw him. I held his hand when he was rolled in.
I know it was hard on Frank.
Seeing someone die in front of him.
Uh-oh.
Not a day goes by.
That's my dress.
Yep, you are wearing the exact same dress as Prady's mom.
Uh-oh.
Maybe nobody will notice.
What are you, 8?
Okay.
Everyone will notice. Gosh. There are screen captures.
We have to redo the interview in a new dress.
Well, can't you guys digitally, you know, do whatever it is you do?
The first thing we tried, look.
Ow, hurts my eyes.
We tried dark, too.
Damn, I have to redo this interview.
Which is too bad, because it was great. Can you get it back?
Sure, I mean, I can try. I'll go change. Well, I was shocked. Terribly shocked. Politics was new to me. And suddenly there was this scandal. And then I had to be home with my kids.
Had to be? Sounds like a punishment.
Right. I was shocked. Truly, truly shocked. Terribly shocked. I know. I got this. Just wait. I was shocked. All I could think about was my kids, being home with them, which I wanted to be, because Child Services said I had to. I know. Just wait. Well, I was shocked at the scandal. Politics was new to me, and all I could think about was my poor, lovely little kids at home.
Okay. Shake it off.
Right. Yeah. I know. Just do it like you did it before.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I hate being the cause of this.
You're not the cause.
I should resign.
No.
Could you please pull over?
Ramon, wait.
I need to stop being afraid. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, people sometimes have a reason to be afraid.
Do I?
I don't know.
My worry is fear is creating the reason to be afraid.
I don't have an opinion about that.
I need to talk to Bishop.
Look, I don't think that's a good idea. Phone Kalinda first.
You said phone. Phone, Kalinda?
Yeah.
Most people in America, they say call. Did you know that?
Makes sense. You call someone.
Right. Bishop said call. In reception, he said, I guess I should have called.
Okay.
On the wiretap, he said phone. Phone me when you have a plan.
I didn't hear it.
He said phone.
People say both.
No, not usually.
Are we betting your life on usually?
I haven't bet my life on a lot less these days. I'm not a gambler, but it's amazing how prison makes you one.
What are you doing?
I'm going to see Bishop.
That's not smart.
Bishop saw you. He thinks I turned against him. I need to convince him that I haven't. I need to do this.
This is online?
For the minimum late-night media buy. They sent it out to press. It will get some play. It's crude but effective. The tagline is intended to be repeated.
Who's Alicia in bed with now?
That's awful. This is his campaign or his pack?
His pack, but you know they're coordinated.
We're not with our pack.
We could.
But we're not.
We want to use the closeted dinosaur ad. They went negative first.
I'd do it. He deserves it. No, his pack went negative first. He didn't.
Alicia, I'm starting to like you, but you're new to this. You think you're bringing something new to campaigning, but there is nothing new under the sun. Let us help you win this. Even the nutty lady thinks you should hit back.
Thank you for the nutty lady, but he's right.
How's my introductory ad coming?
And Will was dying.
I got a call about Will dying. It was awful. Just awful.
Ouch. Yeah, it's not good. We need to use the dinosaur ad or we're going to lose this. You know, at some point, the candidate is the candidate. The manager is the manager. Are we at that point?
Where are we? What's going on?
It's not me. It's my pack.
At a certain point, that doesn't matter. I've been hit.
I know. Let me see what I can do.
No.
Don't see what you can do. Do it.
Give me a day.
A day is a year in politics.
Yeah, we saw the ad. It's outrageous. Alicia no longer represents Lamont Bishop, and her firm only represents Colin Sweeney's business interests.
Is that a quote?
It is a quote.
How are you planning to hit back?
Well, we had a plan, but Mrs. Florek intends to rise above the negativity.
What do you mean?
I mean, I had a devastating ad on Frank Prady, designed by Josh Mariner.
The king of slice and dice?
That's right, the king of slice and dice himself. Alicia was worried that it was too hot to handle.
Slip it to me, John.
Can't do it.
Come on. I won't say where it comes from, and I'll give you prominent placement for your next release.
No, this one can never get out.
Okay, so...
Can you just give it to me, please?
Glenda, sit down there, or you don't get anything. Okay, you asked me to look
at... I know what I asked you. Can you just tell me?
Do you want me to start again?
No, God, please, no. Right,
you gave me the other wiretaps of Lamont Bishop, so I compared the vocal characteristics.
Good. Is the wiretap fake?
I compare both the timbre and...
Just tell me.
The wiretap is authentic. The FBI isn't faking anything. Bishop wants her lawyer killed. So you want to run down to the...
Carrie? Where are you?
I'm at Bishop's.
What are you doing there? Get out. The tape is real.
Bishop wants you dead.
Carrie, where are you?
I'm at Bishop's.
Get out. The tape is real.
Bishop wants you dead. Where's Carter?
Not here. He's in the car. I had him wait there.
You know rat-a-tat-cat?
I will call you back, Glenda.
You get 4 cards each. It's really good. It's about memory. Do you want a cut? Carrie?
No, that's okay.
Good. You take 2 cards and you look at them and you remember.
Actually, Dylan, that was work. I need to go.
You don't want to play?
Okay, that was pointless.
Dad, you want to play too? More than 2 people can play.
No, maybe later. Carrie and I have to talk.
No, we can do it later. That's okay.
Dad, I just dealt with cards.
I know, and Carrie wants to play, but maybe later.
And Mr. Bishop, I just got a call from work.
Carrie, I need a minute.
And I wish I had time.
Dylan, Carrie can play rat-a-tat-cat afterwards.
All right. Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Dylan.
Why do you have a bodyguard, Carrie?
Oh, Fern gave me one.
Why did they give you one?
The FBI played us a tape of you threatening to kill me. And I came here without a bodyguard to tell you I am not a threat to you.
When did they play this?
2 days ago.
And you believed it?
I thought it was fake, but I wasn't sure. Is it faked?
No. I talk, Carrie. time. I say things I don't mean. I'm sure you say things you don't mean to.
Sometimes.
I want the situation gone. I want that person to shut up. It's blown off steam. Afterwards, I talk sensibly.
So it's all just talk.
Yes. You won't turn on me, right?
No, I won't ever.
Good. Then I have no issue with you. The bodyguard had me worried.
Well, that wasn't my idea.
Good. But that's that.
Dylan wanted me to play.
I'll tell him you had to go. Carrie. Don't hurt me. And I won't hurt you.
You're good, meaning you're not in the house anymore.
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Bishop didn't try anything?
No. Talks, everything's good.
So, he didn't say it?
The tape wasn't him.
No, it was him, but he didn't mean it.
What the hell, Carrie?
I have to go.
I take you seriously. It's not easy, but I take you seriously. Good.
D-I-N-O.
How did that come along?
I don't know. We're getting calls about it, but I didn't leak it.
Don't look at me. I agreed to bury it.
Don't do that again.
I didn't do anything, Alicia.
You kept telling the press it was hot stuff.
It was.
John, don't. And go at the first interview. I don't care that my dress matches his mother's.
So you're getting back at me?
No.
My commercial was from my pack.
Yours was from your campaign.
Mine was a leaked commercial.
Never meant for broadcast.
Leaked by whom?
I don't know.
But someone from your campaign?
That's my guess.
They're going to drag us into the pit, Alicia.
I know.
Then what do we do?
Resist.
Lana. Hello. Come on in. So, we have a complication here, Lana. It seems the Bishop wiretap was leaked. We just have a few questions for you.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.
I've been sneaking peeks at you. Hope you know what I mean. I seem sweet things.